Let me just say a few words about what we're trying to do this week in the Senate and then open it up to questions. The bill before the Senate this week is a two-year reauthorization of the Transportation Act, that the Surface Transportation Act that has been in place now for a long time. This is important to do. It means a substantial number of jobs nationwide and in our state as well. New Mexico gets nearly $400 million a year through the transportation bill, and this will continue that for another couple of years, which is very good. It also gives the authority for the mass transit funding, which matters in Albuquerque and some of our other cities around the state, and tries to focus resources on highways and bridges where the need for repairs are the greatest. So that's the thrust of the legislation. There'll be a lot of debate and proposed amendments to it this week, but I hope that by the end of the week we're able to get the votes to pass the bill so that we can conference with the House and then send a bill on to the president. So let me go ahead and open it to questions on any subject. Dan, did you have some questions? Dan Garrity?
I did, Senator. We're getting word that the plutonium pit replacement concern, that multi-billion dollar project for the Los Alamos National Laboratory, we're hearing that in this next budget there may be cuts. That project may be indefinitely deferred. Do you know anything about that?
We're getting the same general information, but we haven't got it all confirmed in detail as yet. My impression is that the president's budget, which he's submitting today, will call for putting off construction of that facility for at least a five-year period. Frankly, I don't know all of the explanation for the change in position by the administration, if this is their new recommendation. Previously, they were advocating going ahead with this facility right now on the basis that it was going to be needed in order to maintain the capability to produce an adequate number of plutonium pits to modernize and maintain our nuclear arsenal. Now, they may well have changed their views on that. I think we need to hear from them and understand what their current thinking is.
And you're an expert in matters of energy. Anything different in the 2013 budget regarding energy development in New Mexico?
Well, frankly, I haven't seen the detail of the budget as it relates to energy projects in our state, so I can't give you a good answer on that.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. Mike, are you there? Mike Jackson.
Yeah, Senator, right here. I was wondering if you could address something that that was passed late last month regarding the Secure Rural Schools, the Secure Rural Schools program. I know that Eddy County is receiving close to $100,000 from this, and Chavez County is receiving close to $50,000 from this. Could you explain a little bit more about this measure?
Well, the Secure Rural Schools program has been part of federal law now for over a decade. We rewrote it about 5 years ago and changed the formula so that states like New Mexico would be able to benefit from the program. We frankly were not benefiting from it in any significant way prior to that rewrite of the legislation. It's now scheduled for rewriting or expiration again, and we're trying to get the support we need here in the Congress to extend it for another, hopefully, five-year period. But it does provide some level of assistance to counties in our state, particularly counties that have Forest Service land in them, and that's the general thrust of it. Most of the funding under this Secure Rural Schools program has gone to the states in the northwestern part of the country, Washington, Oregon, and some to California as well. And that is still the case, even after the rewrite we did 5 years ago. But they are not getting all of the funds as they essentially were prior to that rewrite.
Any word on when this may come up for a vote?
I don't know when it'll come up for a vote. We have proposed legislation here in the Senate. We have bipartisan support for what we're trying to do. But how quickly we can move ahead with it, I just don't know.
All right, and another follow-up to that, is the PILT or payment in lieu of taxes program seeing the same fate right now?
Yeah, that frankly, we did the two programs together. The Secure Rural Schools program and the payment in lieu of taxes or the PILT program, and both of them benefit our state. In fact, the payment in lieu of taxes program. These are funds that the federal government provides to counties in which the federal government owns a substantial amount of land so that the local county is not able to collect any taxes on that land. So that's the idea of it, is that the federal government tries to provide some support in lieu of the taxes that would be collectible if that land were in private ownership. So New Mexico gets a substantial amount of funding from virtually all of our counties get some funding from the PILT program, the Payment in Lieu of Taxes program. We have to reauthorize it for another 5 years, just like we do the Secure Rural Schools, and we do have a proposal to do that.
All right, that's all I have for right now.
All right. Dan, did you have some other questions?
Well, I did, Senator. You were mentioning transportation in your opening remarks, and we've learned recently that the mere existence of the Rail Runner commuter line running from Belen to Santa Fe has enabled Albuquerque to access some federal funds, which are, in effect, will offset the need for state monies to support the operation. That's good news to our state lawmakers currently crafting a budget. But of the transportation matters that you were referencing in the opening remarks, anything else in the works for New Mexicans to look forward to in terms of federal dollars for mass transit projects?
Well, we do get something in the range of $30 million per year for mass transit types of activities in our state through this program. And as I indicated before, we get close to $400 million for highway transportation activities, surface transportation other than mass transit. Most of that money goes to the state, and the state transportation department has the authority to then allocate it to the projects that they determine are most needing immediate assistance. So that's the way most of the funding goes. There may be some exceptions in the final version of the bill that we enact this year, but primarily this is funding to the state, which the state then has discretion to spend on the priorities that it sets.
So, in effect, we shouldn't be looking at any net change from 2013 versus 2012.
No, I don't think you'll see a major change. What you will see is a ability to continue with replacement and repair of highways and roads. And as I say, that funding will go to those areas that the State Department of Transportation considers their top priority.
Thank you, Senator. Uh-huh. That's all from me.
Okay. Mike, did you have anything else?
Yeah, Senator, one final question. Carlsbad's going to be hosting the National Nuclear Fuel Cycle Summit in early April, and I was wondering if you had plans to attend or if you'd like to comment on that.
Well, I don't have plans to attend at this point, but I obviously think it's great that Carlsbad is hosting this event. I think Carlsbad has a real claim to leadership in particularly in the great work that's been done there at the WIPP project with regard to the burying of defense-related waste.
All right, that's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with me.
Good day, Senator.
Okay, bye-bye.